again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because Jesus is indeed Lord. Lord over all, Lord through and through. In Him we live and move and have our being. He is the Good Shepherd, and the Good Shepherd leads His sheep, and His sheep will not follow the voice of any other. You know, we will not follow the voice of any other. We, my brothers and sisters, live in an incredible time. We live in a time of incredible changes. We live in a time where God is, by His divine purpose, destined for us to be here at such a time as this. So we are not among those who will be perplexed in the things that are about to take place. We are not among those that will be worrying about, like the Gentiles do in Matthew 6, what they should eat or what they should drink or what they should put on. We don't think like that. We seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and God takes care of our needs. God takes care of the things, the natural concerns. He will make a way. Even where there seems to be no way at times, He will do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we can think even. Now, in the midst of that, because that's going to be the focus of most of the world as their system starts to collapse, is going to be all the material things, because they are materialists. They've bought a ticket to the world at the exchange price of their soul, and now they're along for a bumpy ride as things just continue to collapse and continue to fall apart here, there, and everywhere. Now, for you, the child of God, how now do you live? This is something that we have, you know, continually sought to bring out pieces of this along the way as God has revealed them to us, and we share them with you, and we share whatever it is that God gives for us to share, because it's important that we one joint supply at the need of another, and that we do what we do for the edifying, for the building up of the body of Christ. Now, how now do we live? Okay, super cool. I've been having an amazing chance to spend some time with my dad, and I don't get these opportunities as much as I would like sometimes, but I get as much as I probably, by God's design, need. Just talking about, we've both been in a similar study recently, and boy, I tell you, this morning when you get a chance just to break the Word of God, the bread of life, you know, and you get a chance to read and to study and to look at different things, it is a blessing. You know what? I'm going to have to stop really quick. So just been having a chance to do an amazing study with my dad recently. Now, okay, as you go into the scriptures and as you read, you're going to see some consistent themes between what God has been doing throughout time. And an eternal God, and you, my brother, you, my sister, you're eternal beings as well. Eternal beings in time, coming into a paradigm of time where the wheat and the tares grow together, light and dark coexist. This is an incredible thing. It could only happen in a paradigm like this. So God had to create the system, the circumstances, all of this whole thing belongs to Him. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It's His bat, His ball. The devil was created by Him, and he serves even His purpose. Now, all of that too, of what God is doing in this time, you, my brother, you, my sister, are a child of light. You are one of His. You are one of the ambassadors of truth in the earth. You are one that makes known the way amidst the opposition, the way amidst the attacks of the enemy. You are one of those who is an ambassador of truth. Now, how now do you live? Well, let's go back a little bit to, first of all, Jesus' words. He said He came to set the captives free. And when He said that there's a lot of people that were like, well, we've never been slaves. We're children of Abraham. So they didn't even recognize that they were slaves. Now, go back and studying this one this morning a little bit. Exodus chapter 20. Verse 1 and 2, most people don't read. They just go on to verse 3 and start reading the Ten Commandments. But verse 1 and verse 2 says, I am the Lord your God. I brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And then he goes straight into the Ten Commandments. Now, basically, God came and brought the captives out. And when he gave them the commandments, when he spoke to... Now, this was... When God gave them the Ten Commandments, he was speaking directly to everybody. It's not like anybody could do that thing that Lucifer did in the garden and go like he did to Eve and say, did God really say? No, he couldn't do that because everybody knew God what God really said. Everybody knew what God really said. They were all there. In fact, they didn't want the responsibility of having to account for what God really said because they were not going to. So that later on, they were just like, Moses, look, you go talk to God because we can't deal with this. Here, you go talk to God and then come back and tell us what he said. And then we'll just we'll go with what you say to us that God said. That's good enough for us. And then later on, when Moses was doing that, then they tried to discredit Moses because there's always going to be that element wanting to create layers so that now you can try to shoot the messenger because when you don't like the message and when you don't like what's the spirit behind the message, the spirit of truth that might reveal something that you don't necessarily want to deal with. Now, when Jesus came into the earth, he came to set the captives free. When God spoke in Exodus chapter 20 to the people directly from the mount, what he started it off by saying that I am the Lord your God, I am the one that brought you out, I am the one that set you free from slavery, I am the one that brought Egypt is a type of the world. So I brought you out of the world. I brought you out of that house of bondage. Now, the world and the world system is bondage. And how does it work? They entice you in. Now you need to give your free will consent to become part of that system. So they always are working to do that, and they'll try to bludgeon you into it, or they'll try to seduce you into it, and you think you're going to win. Nobody wins in the world system. They don't. But that enticement therein, what happens is once people go into that system, now you are a slave. You're in the house of bondage. And the byproduct of that is now your work, your labors, all of those things are being pulled into a system that is destroying, sucking the life out of you and using that life that is in you, that whatever that's in you, draining that out, siphoning that out, to just then destroy others and continue to attack that which is true, that which is the light. All of that is how it works. Now, to come out, when God gave them the law, and the law was, that law, part of the reason why it was given was to also show that people could keep it, but also in that process of giving the law, when people go the way of sin, they bring themselves into bondage. When they go the way of the world, they bring themselves into bondage. So when that system, when God was giving them that, speaking to them and speaking ultimately, what was he doing? They were hearing the word. They were hearing the voice of God. Now, Jesus Christ comes onto the scene. He is the fulfillment of the law. So in him, we live and move and have our being. In him, we have exactly what we need to be an overcomer, to be a spiritual success. Now, whether you're a success in any other senses, that's secondary. The key is that you are a success according to God's plan and purpose. Now, when he brought them out of slavery, he brought them out of that house of bondage. How did that work? Well, they had to, throughout that beginning process, he already demonstrated right away that you had to hear the voice. It starts all the way back with Moses hearing the voice in the wilderness from the bush. He had to hear the voice and he had to obey. So when God speaks to them, you know, in Exodus chapter 20, they have to hear the voice and then they have to obey. And if you don't understand that principle, you're going to end up back in bondage. So what is the path of life? How now do you live? Well, how you live in the earth is you have to hear the voice and then you have to obey the voice. And the thing that God was showing them too is that he's not trying to take away your fun, okay? He's trying to actually give you life. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. He's actually seeking to give you a full life, for you to know what it is to experience life while you're here in the earth. The goal is not to take life away from you. The goal is to give you life. And if you don't understand that, you're going to go the way of the world, and because you think that they're offering you life, because you believe the advertising campaign, you believe the PR, you believe the hype, and then you find out that it's empty. There's nothing really there. And you've now lost your soul. You've now put yourself into bondage. Now remember that the children of Israel, when they first went to Egypt, in the time when Joseph created that way for them, they weren't slaves. They didn't go there as slaves. They went there, they settled in the land of Goshen. You know, they weren't slaves when they first went there. But the slavery was progressional. It was progressional. It was incremental. And eventually it came to the point where they had gone into that house of bondage, bought into, participated in, and been enslaved by. And eventually it came to the point that they cried out to God and God heard their cry. And when you cry out to God, he hears your cry. When you cry out to him, he's there for his children. You want to seek him while he may be found. Because there's going to be another time where people are going to be looking for him. And you know what? Maybe he's not going to be there for you. Because, you know, the time comes where God calls. And if you reject the call when he's calling, hey, Jesus was passing by. And now maybe you don't get that chance again. But when the children of Israel, when they were in that difficult situation and they cried out unto God, God heard their cry and he responded. But that slavery that they went into, it was incremental. You know, I was doing some reading the other day on the British occupation of India. Now, it began with the British just doing, through the East India Trading Company, just starting to do trade. You know, they were welcomed into India. They were welcomed there. And they started by just, you know, mercantile things. But as time went on, and during a period of unrest and some other things that took place, they assumed the responsibility of the administration for India in the 1800s. And in that process of assuming that administration and the government, and then just basically gradually bringing down a heavy hand on the people there, they gradually just usurped the power of the people and brought them under bondage. Now, with that bondage that they ended up in, the process for them was incremental. And the process of slavery with the enemy so often is incremental. You know, so often what the enemy does is not just right away, boom. No, he will seduce you in and gradually put the thumb screws on you. And one day you wake up and you realize, my gosh, where am I? What happened? How did I end up in this? If you're in that situation right now, cry out to God. Because He is the one that sets the captives free. But you can't do it on your terms. No one can liberate themselves from slavery of their own ability. You can't. You don't have the power. You don't have the ability. You don't have the strength. You can't do it in yourself. It required God to be miraculous for them to be able to get out of Egypt. God had to be miraculous. He had to show up in power. They didn't have the power to get out. Jesus Christ, when He came into the earth, He came and He set the captives free through His power. The blood of Jesus was necessary and sufficient to pay the price, the legal debt that was required. There was a legal debt in the realm of the spirit that had to be settled. Until that debt was settled, you and I were born slaves. Once the debt was settled, you and I were set free. Jesus Christ came to set the captives free. Once that debt was settled, now you can move out. You don't have to stay in the prison anymore. So what does the enemy do? He then works to try to bring you back into bondage. He tries to seduce you back in, into that system. He tries to press you back in. But if you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you can walk this out. You got to realize and recognize who you are. You, my brother, you, my sister, you are a prince or a princess of the Most High God. You are a child of the living God. You are a joint heir, a co-heir in the things of God. You are destined to walk with Christ. You are destined to rule and to reign with Him. Know who you are. Because when you know who you are, now you start living you start living like who you are. You need that revelation and that realization of who you are in Christ Jesus. You have to have that. If you don't have that, then what the world's going to do is seek to give you another identity. The first thing that they do with slaves is try to take away their identity. Take away that connection to who they once were. Take away that heritage. Take away that understanding. How often in the world of trafficking do they just take away people's passports or papers or ID cards? Anything that reminds them of who they once were. Who you are. Now the world is going to do that. But you, when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you're able to move forward in the reality of your true eternal destiny and not in the illusion of what the world would try to tell you that you are. Listen, you got the goods, my brother. You got the goods, my sister. You have you have life. We're the ones that have all the fun. Oh my goodness. The lives that we get to live, the life that I've been living, the adventure that I've been on, it's incredible. I don't know. I have yet to see a movie that's as good as the life that I live. It's an adventure. Because I'm constantly listening for, I want to hear the voice of God. I want to hear what He's saying. I want to hear that life-giving word that comes from Him, that instruction that comes from Him so that I can obey. The word that He speaks is life. And when you respond to the voice of the Spirit of God and you obey that voice, it's going to lead you in that direction that's going to bless you. See, when God gave them the Ten Commandments, He was setting down a precedent for things that would lead to life. Okay, so the first one, you know, you're not going to have any other gods before me. And then that ties into what Jesus, when he was asked, what's the greatest commandment? You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. If you love your neighbor as yourself, you're going to cover a bunch of those other ones, because you're not going to covet your neighbor's wife. You're not going to covet your neighbor's stuff. You're not going to do those kind of things. You're not going to do something to your neighbor. Here's the thing. You're not going to do those things. Why? Because you know the way to live. But here's the, when you, if you love something, if you've got something else that's an idol, it's going to strip you of life. The only one that gives life is Christ. The only one that gives life is our Father in heaven. That's it. He's the only one. He's it. So if you don't have Him, you don't have life. So if you're looking to something else, you are looking to something that is not life-giving. And if you're looking to something that is not life-giving, then you're just going to be drying up like a branch that's broken off and withering and drying, and it's going to be awful. So when God gave them the commandments, He gave them something that would help them live in the earth in their time here. And that's what you want. You want to know what it is that God is speaking so you can live in the earth in your time here. So this is important for you to cultivate that sensitivity to His voice. You know His voice. The Word resonates in you. When you read the Scriptures, He's going to speak to you from it. Go with what He says. The places in history, the places in time where the people of God got in trouble was the times that they started looking to a man rather than looking to God. Paul had to do that correction early on when he was like, look, who is Apollos? Who is Cephas? Who is Paul? They're just servants for whom you heard the message, but you got to follow Christ for yourself. People keep wanting to worship a man. And they keep getting in trouble. You know, there's that movie Braveheart. You know, I was talking to my dad about this one earlier. There's that movie Braveheart. And in that movie, he was moving forward victoriously until he tried to then make an alliance with man. Until he tried to strike a deal with Robert DeBruce. So William Wallace was moving forward and having success after success. And then once he started trying to strike a deal with man, it backfired. And he was betrayed. You know what? I think in the last 3-4 months, I've had the opportunity to see some pretty incredible things when it comes to some things in the business world. And I've realized that the way that the Spirit of God speaks to us, you got to trust that. Because you will know in this time what to do when others who should know what to do don't. When others that are in positions where they have the responsibility to know, but they don't know. Just like Moses and, or not Moses, but just like Pharaoh and Joseph. Pharaoh was put in the position where he should know what to do, but he did not. And as the revelation and the dream was given, he even had the dream, but he didn't know how to interpret it, and he didn't know what to do with it. God spoke, and he respected the authority that that Pharaoh had in that position. Because just like Jesus said to Pilate, you'd have no authority unless it was given to you by my Father. So God, you know, that was a setup there. And so he said, okay, I'm going to give this guy the dream. But he had no ability to interpret it, did not know the voice of God for himself, and he didn't know what to do with it even after it was interpreted. It took a Joseph. You, my brother, you, my sister, you are going to know what to do when others do not. You are going to know which way to go when others do not. You are going to know the voice of God when others do not. You've walked this line. You know the truth. The truth has made you free. When God speaks, He's speaking because He wants to lead you in the path of life, and He does not want you to go back into bondage. See, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. They won't follow another. You won't listen to the voice of another. When you listen to the voice of another and you are deceived, what happens with that is it brings you into bondage. So, knowing that anything that the world will try to put your way is bondage, rather than trying to find some way to succeed in the world, which is a trap and a trick of the devil wants to get you... Here's a deception. Let me give you one. The devil works to try to get you to participate in the world and the world system and try to win in that system. And how many people that call themselves Christians that I know, that if they're doing well in the world, they think that it's the blessing of God. So if they get a corner office and a bigger paycheck, they think that that's God. Listen, the only reason to be in any of those situations is if the Spirit of God has you in there for some purpose. But He's got to be the one leading and guiding you. And if you've got any attachment to that, then you're in trouble. Because how do you know if you're all right? Because you're willing to leave something in a second. If God speaks to you, you're willing to go. You want to go where He wants you to be. So whatever He says, you'll go. Whichever way He sends you, you'll go. Whatever He wants you to do, you'll do. Because you won't hold on to a position in this world. You don't want anything in this world. There's nothing the world has to offer you that you want, that you need, that you have to have. So you will let go of anything and forfeit anything in this world for Christ Jesus. But the deception that a lot of Christians are under, those that call themselves Christians, but a lot of them are trying to make it in the world. That's why when people were asking Jesus about the last times, He said, don't be deceived. The nature of deception is that you don't know that you're being deceived. You don't know that you're being tricked. You think that you're okay. What'd they say to Jesus? We've never been slaves. Are you really free today? This is between you and God. If you're not, then drop to your knees before Him and call out to Him and say, God, I need to be free. I've got to walk this out with You. I need to know what truth is. I need to know what life is. Speak to me and let me know. And when He speaks to you, if you come to Him in humility, you come to Him with everything that you are, He's there. But you got to come to Him on His terms. You're not going to do it on your own. You're not going to do it your way. And there's so many charlatans in the pulpit that will not tell you what you need to know. They will not give you the message of truth. They will not speak life to you. They're going to give you a topical message and tell you to come back. They want you in the world because they're slaves in the world as well. They want you in the world so that you can pay your 10% next week. Because they need that to run their system. How many of them want you to just go out and follow God for yourself and are thrilled when you know the voice of God for yourself? You know what? The people that I honor and respect as people that are spiritual counsel, I would say, in my life, none of them have a vested interest in the outcome. When they advise me, when they counsel me, none of them have a vested interest in the outcome. And they just seek to bless me in that which is real and that which is true. And I know where they're coming from. And we've put in some miles together. We've put some time in together. Don't be quick to, just because you see all that glitter is not gold, don't be quick to, just don't look for a man or a woman to be the governor over your life. You want to hear the voice of God for yourself and be willing to take that responsibility. Because ultimately when this life is over, you're going to stand before God yourself. You might as well know His voice now. You might as well learn how he speaks now, because he's got something incredible waiting for you. But you're not going to get it by going your own way. And you're not going to get it through a mediator. There's only one that mediates for us, and that's Christ. He said he put his Spirit here for us. His Holy Spirit's there for you to lead and guide you into all truth. And until you move in that, you're going to continue to be deceived. You're going to continue to come up short. God doesn't want you in the house of bondage. And everything that's necessary for you to not be in the house of bondage is there right now. It's there right now. So how now do you live? You need to hear the voice of God. Father Abraham, the father, he heard the voice of God. He heard the voice of God, and he trusted the voice, and he went with it. So he heard it, and he obeyed it. Hear the voice of the Spirit of the living God. Hear him for yourself, and obey him. And as you do that, you're going to make life-changing and life-giving decisions and choices amidst a world of death and confusion. God's going to give you a vision. You need to let your actions be shaped by the vision that God gives you. God's going to speak to you. You need to let your actions be shaped by what he speaks to you. To you. Not to somebody else. To you. Boy, I tell you, I am excited. I'm excited because I know God is speaking. I know God is raising up his church. I know God is raising up his children to do his will. And I am excited for the time that we live in right now, because this is a time where the children of God will do the very things and the very exploits. God is intervening in the affairs of all that's going on in the earth, and it's incredible. It's incredible. It is an incredible just adventure, my brothers and sisters. You want to do this his way. If you try to do it man's way, you're going to be in trouble. If you do this God's way, you're going to be, it's going to be something incredible. So I want you to know that you are on the path of something amazing, but you got to do it his way. You got to hear his voice for yourself. You're not going to get it from any other person. You're going to only get it from him. So that being the case, go to him. Go to the source. My encouragement to you is that path has already been made. The way, the gate is open. The way has been made in Christ Jesus. Go for it. Hear his voice. Hear his voice for yourself. The truth makes you free. Love the truth. Know the truth. Walk in that truth. He is there with his, God is for his people. And you are in an incredible place. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. God bless you. Drop us an email. faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Always love to hear from you guys. Catch up with you sometime soon. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.